Editor's note. In the article that appeared in Estevan Mercury newspaper on May 17, 2023, the bios of Meadows Goose and Soraya Potoma were swapped. The mistake was corrected in the below article. Please, take online version of the story over the printed one. Estevan. With less than a month left until the Big and Loud Energy City X, the three ambassadors for the Estevan Exhibition Association, who put their names in the Rodeo Queen contest hat this year, have a lot of work to do. The fair and the rodeo will be shaking Estevan June 8 to 11. This year's Energy City X will see 4 days of the fair and 3 days of the professional KCRA rodeo, as well as the traditional cabaret, a steer and heifer show and sale, food trucks and many other entertainment options, all happening at the Estevan Exhibition Grounds. The event will open with the traditional Smile Services Parade on June 8 at 4:30 p.m. A kids' rodeo is slated for the same day, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Graham Colley Arena. While the fair and rodeo is not until June, rodeo princesses Meadows Goose, Jessica Linus and Soraya Potoma have already started working toward their goal. Leading up to the Energy City X, these three young women will be competing in public speaking, horsemanship and congeniality. The contestants are selling 50-50 tickets and will also have to prepare and perform their speeches, which will take place June 5 at 6 p.m. at the Estevan Exhibition Hall, followed by a horsemanship competition at the Graham Colley Arena. The crowning of the Queen will take place June 10 at 4 p.m. during the KCRA Rodeo. The Mercury congratulates the contestants on embarking on this adventure and is introducing them to the community. Soraya Potoma. Soraya Potoma, 18, has been into horses since she was 10 years old. She says she likes being around horses as it feels really therapeutic. She's also been riding, racing and participating in rodeos for quite a few years. I started riding lessons when I was 11 or 12. One of my mom's friends said that I could come out and ride on her horses because the lessons were getting a bit expensive. So, she ended up lending me a couple of her horses. And I just grew a passion for it. And then a couple years ago, we ended up buying our own chunk of land and I got my own horse. And I've been into it since then, Potoma shared. She's lived in Estevan all her life with her parents and sister. She will be riding Snapper, her own horse, in the parade and for all other activities during the rodeo weekend. Snapper, my 9-year-old gray gelding, and I became a team just 2 years ago. He's a big part of my life. Whether we are trail riding, hitting the arena or in a jackpot, I feel we work very well as a team. We do have a lot of room to grow yet, but we're both very motivated and will succeed at whatever we decide, Potoma said. Outside the contest, she will partake in barrel racing. She's been racing for about 5 years and also tried bull riding last year. It's very scary, but I like that thrill, Potoma said. She noted the Rodeo Queen contest fits perfectly into her lifestyle and plans. I have been into horses for a while, and I decided that it would be cool to be Rodeo Queen, and going off to school to have that experience under my belt, Potoma shared. It was also a good motivation for her to push to be out there more, meet new people and inspire kids to set and achieve their goals. I like getting out there and just performing, doing my best I guess. I like to set an example for the younger kids so they look up to me on something that they want to do, Potoma said. She is pretty confident in her skills and is looking forward to the Energy City X and the Rodeo Queen contest. After graduation, Potoma plans on attending Olds College of Agriculture and Technology to become a vet tech. Meadows Goose, 16, started riding when she was about 8 years old when she got her first horse, and it was the start of it all for her. She didn't get into rodeo until a few years later. She recalled that at the beginning she was the underdog, didn't really know what she was doing and didn't have the best horses. I worked with what I had until I got to where I wanted to be. And when I started high school rodeo, they were looking for a queen. But I had just started so I was nervous. I didn't want to run for queen my first year. So, I decided not to. But after a few years in high school rodeo, I was like, man, I really want to run for queen. I think it'd be fun. There are so many opportunities and things you get to do as the queen, and I just thought it would be really fun. Skuse will also be breakaway roping and barrel racing in the rodeo. She's been racing since she was about 12 years old and in breakaway roping for about 2 years now. She says being a part of the rodeo world means a lot to her. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I'm not really into other sports or anything. I've grown up having horses and it's all I can really see myself doing. It's lots of fun and there are such great people that keep you encouraged, and also feeling the success that you have and with your horses is awesome, Skuse said. In preparation for the contest, Skuse has been working with her horses, making sure that they are good with what their part will be during the Energy City X, while getting ready herself. Jessica Linus, 19, grew up surrounded by horses. Her father rode horses and still works them. And her oldest brother started rodeoing and steer riding when he was around 13, she said. His engagement with the rodeo world got his little sister involved as well. I tagged along on all the rodeos and went to all the high school rodeos all over Saskatchewan. And then once I moved to Estevan and became old enough to start rodeoing, I started riding horses and participating in rodeos and barrel racing all over Saskatchewan with my siblings, Kalinas recalled. I started at the Estevan Comp. Rodeo Club when I was 13, even though I shouldn't have, but because my brother was in there and they needed members. So, I just unofficially went until I was in high school. And then I started officially going. I've always had a connection to rodeos. My brother still rides. And I don't rodeo anymore, but I still love going to them and watching him and watching all of my former friends and all the contestants. Colinessa's interest in rodeos was put on pause a few years ago when she moved off the farm and no longer had horses. She is a university student in Regina but is currently back in Estevan for the summer. She says it's always been her plan to buy a horse and a truck and a trailer and continue on once she can. I just don't have horses at the moment, but it's still something I think about every day and something I work towards, Colinas shared. She says she is really looking forward to getting back into the rodeo atmosphere during the Energy City X and is preparing for the different aspects of the competition. I am a very social person, but since COVID I've been a little bit of a homebody, so I'm a little bit nervous about the social aspect of the contest. And I haven't ridden a horse in a good amount of time, so I'm nervous but also excited to start riding again, she said. She noted that as for delivering a speech as a university student who does it a lot, she feels pretty confident and in general is looking forward to the big event. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, being a member of the rodeo again, helping out with kids' rodeo, meeting everybody and talking with everybody. I'm also excited about writing and delivering the speech to my family, friends and the other contestants. And I'm looking forward to riding and being in that arena again, Colinas shared. All contestants have been selling tickets and said sales have been going pretty well. Tickets can be purchased directly from the royalty until June 9th or until they sell out. People can support their choice contestants by buying tickets, attending speech and horsemanship events, which are open to the public, and by casting their vote for the People's Choice Award during the Energy City X.